91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 24 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. Belleville police are looking for a vehicle after a cyclist was hit yesterday. Police responded to a North Front Street shortly after 5:30 yesterday evening when a cyclist heading south was clipped by a geo tracker. The collision sent the cyclist to the ground, but no serious injuries have been reported. The vehicle is described as a green geo tracker with a spare tire mounted on the back. The vehicle was occupied by two younger-looking males. Anyone with information is asked to call Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. Vancouver players and fans say the violence that erupted after the Canucks lost a Stanley Cup final makes them sick to their stomach. A drunken, angry mob turned the downtown core into a riot zone after the Canucks lost to Boston in Game 7. They flipped and burned cars, smashed windows, vandalized stores, started fights, and threw bottles. The chaos was reminiscent of the riot that erupted in 1994 in Vancouver following the last Stanley Cup loss to the New York Rangers. Canada Post mail service could resume soon. The Harper government says it's preparing back-to-work legislation. Labor Minister Lisa Ray says the strike lockout is posing a threat to the fragile economy. She served a similar return-to-work order for striking customer service agents at Air Canada. The opposition parties say they'll oppose any back-to-work legislation introduced in either dispute, but the Harper government now has the majority to proceed on its own. Canadian tanks have begun pulling out of the battlefield in Kandahar. Major Eric Landry, commander of C Squadron 12th Armored Regiment, says the Leopard tanks have proven to be a useful tool. He says the withdrawal is a hopeful sign.
Everyone easily realizes that it would have been close to impossible without the tanks. But now to see those tanks being able to be pulled back, I think is a great sign of the change that occurred in the Horn Pantry.
The Leopard tanks have been in Kandahar since 2006 when they were rushed in following heavy fighting. The losses are mounting for Manitoba farmers. Producers will likely be paying a heavy price long after this season's heavy floodwaters recede. About 20% of the province's cropland is too soggy to be seeded. It will mean the loss of about $1 billion in revenue. And Germany's Disease Control Center is reporting another death in the country's E. coli outbreak. It brings the total to 39. However, officials say the number of new infections is continuing to tail off, as it has been for about a week. 39 people have now died in Germany and one in Sweden in the outbreak. It was traced last week to sprouts from a farm in northern Germany. Drew Hayden Taylor is celebrating a premature Aboriginal Awareness Day at the Belleville Public Library. Taylor is known for his quick-witted playwriting and humorous plots. Cheryl Holland Hughes of the Belleville Public Library says Taylor's presence is a treat.
So he's been nominated for a list of awards for his novels and his plays, As Long as Your Arm. I can't remember them all. So he's easy to listen to. He's funny, but despite being funny, he makes people think about the real issues that Native people have to deal with in this day and age. But he does it so that you don't really notice.
Taylor will be reading from Motorcycles and Sweetgrass, a novel nominated for the 2010 Governor General Award. The event kicks off with singers from the Mohawk Territory tonight at 6 p.m. New York Representative Anthony Weiner has decided to resign his seat in U.S. Congress after a two-week scandal spawned by lewd photos a lawmaker took of himself and sent online to numerous women. Aaron Katursky explains.
At first, Anthony Weiner resisted.
I've made pretty serious mistakes, and I need to redeem myself, and I'm working hard to try to get back to normal.
But since he admitted carrying on internet relationships with six women over 3 years and lying about it, demands that he step down increased.
Anthony Weiner needs to resign so he can focus on his family, focus on his own well-being.
The married congressman's career unraveled in May when a suggestive photo ended up on Twitter. One source says Anthony Weiner called Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi last night while she attended at a White House event to inform her of his plans to resign. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
NATO warplanes have struck in the heart of Libya's capital once again. Two thunderous booms were heard in an overnight raid near Muammar Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli. It's not clear what was hit. NATO has repeatedly bombed the area in and around the compound while insisting that it attacks only command and control centers and other military targets. This is a big day for Big Blue as IBM marks its 100th anniversary. Apple, Facebook, and Google wouldn't exist without IBM's pioneering work in developing computers. Longtime IBM employee Dr. Mark Dean helped develop the first personal computer. Dean expects the computer of the future won't look like anything we have today.
We won't ever have a device called a laptop. Most everything we will do will be something that we would carry around with us. Probably something that would roll up. that you, if you wanted to look at something large, you'd just roll it out.
IBM introduced the magnetic hard drive in 1956 and the floppy disk in 1971. And Lady Gaga's infamous raw meat dress is going on public display. The singer caused a sensation at last year's MTV Video Music Awards when she appeared dressed in beef. The dress has since been kept in a meat locker, placed in a vat of chemicals, and then dried out by taxidermists to preserve it. It's going to be on display today at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland as part of an exhibit called Women Who Rock, Vision, Passion, and Power. That's 91X News to 1205. Sports is next.
Thirsty Thursdays, Matt and Joe's is the place to meet new friends, dance, and enjoy your favorite tunes, and win some cold, hard cash. Tonight, take a shot at $500 in the Shoot for Loot. And don't miss MJ So You Think You Can Dance contest for cash. Thirsty Thursdays, featuring $1 small drafts until 12:30. Bell Boulevard across from the Quincy Mall. www.mattandjoes.com. Keep the party going.
Tim Thomas says, from the first time you put on skates, this is what you dream of. The Boston Bruins are Stanley Cup champions. Thomas made 37 saves for his second shutout of the series as Boston beat Vancouver 4-0 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. Thomas allowed just 8 goals in the series and won the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoff MVP. Patrice Bergeron scored twice, one shorthanded, while rookie Brad Marchand also scored twice, his second into an empty net. The Bruins are the first team in NHL history to win a Game 7 3 times in the same postseason. Canucks head coach Alain Vigneault spoke about the play of Bruins goaltender Tim Thomas.
Real tough to beat. The way they played in front of him was real tough to beat. We had some grade A chances and we weren't able to score.
And they're getting used to having victory parades in Boston. With the Bruins taking home the Stanley Cup, Boston becomes the first city in the history of the four major sports leagues to win a title in the four leagues within a 7-year span. Joining the Red Sox in baseball, the Patriots in football, and the Celtics in basketball. And it's party time in Texas. Reporter Jim Ryan says Dallas is honoring its NBA champion Mavericks with a parade.
Long before sunrise, the crowd started forming here in downtown Dallas as thousands of people come to welcome home the NBA world champion Dallas Mavericks. For some, the exuberance of the win hasn't worn off.
We got a perfect spot. We're here with all our friends. It's been great, and we're really looking forward to seeing the team.
It's been 12 years since this city had a championship anything. The Dallas Stars of the NHL won in 1999. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Ricky Romero allowed a run on 3 hits with 12 strikeouts over 8 innings as the Toronto Blue Jays defeated Baltimore 4-1. Jays catcher J.P. Arencibia says all of Romero's pitches were working.
You know, he had his whole book of pitches working today. You know, his changeup was good, his curveball was good, he threw it at any count, his fastball was good, his cutter was good, I mean everything was good. So when he's got all those hitting, he's a pretty tough pitcher to go against.
Send us your Tiber League scores, email sports at 91x.fm, that's sports 91x weather. Today sunny with a high of 27, except 20 near Lake Ontario, a UV index 10 or very high. Tonight increasing cloudiness, 30% chance of showers this evening and after midnight with a low of 16. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, clearing late in the evening, reaching a high of 24. And looking into your weekend, Saturday's looking sunny with a high of 27, and Sunday's looking sunny with a high of 25. At 12:09, it's 24 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.